Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of, just like the guy said, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. If you're listening live, today is November 10th, 2016, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 437. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So we have good news. Everybody got into the chat room today. Really easy. Thank you, Griff. You made that happen.
How?
Well, you did something the other day. Remember, we had a real struggle finding everything?
Oh, I did. No, so that was site-wide.
Uh-huh.
By the time
it
had already been reported. So
okay.
Yeah.
You don't know how to take response. You don't know how to take credit.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right. We're happy. We're very happy.
I like to think of myself as a fact-based human being.
Are there any of those FBHs around?
Hmm.
I don't know. So I have a question to ask you about the chat board, though. Maybe I'm just missing it.
Hmm.
When I am replying this morning, I'm trying to use my bold because everything's so light gray. Is there a way to make that light gray darker on the chat board for ourselves? I mean, can we do it ourselves? Is there a, you know?
You mean for the post that you don't write?
No, yes.
No, there's no way.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I had to make it real big so I can read it when I'm on the air.
Well, you're old, babe.
Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with being old. I've talked to some young people, too. Sorry, babe.
They're old souls, those young people.
Yeah, the little light gray, hello, against white.
So I'm looking at it right now, and I'm not seeing it as...
Oh, then there must be something wrong with mine, then. Very light.
There is, if I'm looking at the eBay Radio Group page, homepage... The only light gray text I'm seeing is where there's what we call breadcrumbs, which is the navigation links.
Mm-hmm.
It says eBay community, then discussion boards, then inside eBay, then eBay radio, then today, Ask Griffin Lee, number 437.
Okay. Blah, blah. I'm talking about the messages themselves.
No, the messages themselves, okay. I'm not seeing them in gray.
Oh, they're very gray for me.
Hmm. Well, I need a new computer.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a new computer.
And a new set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Try LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that works.
Yeah. Everybody I know that has had LASIK has had problems. My mother, everybody. So I've decided
really?
Not. Yeah. Plus, I can see, you know, I need glasses for long vision.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive, Griff.
Mm. Okay.
I can read. I read everything. I don't wear glasses when I'm reading. Every now and then, I will put a pair of glasses that I got called my computer glasses.
Yeah.
I'll put those on every now and then if I'm kind of tired or something, you know. But it's still gray. Any way you look at it, it's still gray. Well, listen, Griff, we have a new sellers group. Did you see that in the Hot Topic thing?
No, I didn't see that.
It was
That's really good.
On your first page that you didn't print out? So you want me to read it?
I couldn't print out, actually. I couldn't print today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, we welcome...
So we have a new local sellers group,
yes.
The eBay Radio Seller Group Directory. It's the Oklahoma eBay Sellers Group, and it can be found at Facebook, at facebook.com/groups, OK eBay Group. Already the group number is about 24 members, and group organizer Lisa Brooks has posted polls on the group's homepage to determine the best time to schedule meetings. So if you're from Oklahoma or even just close to the OK state, otherwise known as the new earthquake state. This is your new local sellers group. Check it out at facebook.com/groups/ OK eBay group. They're getting a lot of earthquakes.
And we say to you, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the tremors come running down the plains. What's all that shaking?
Anyway, we welcome them, and you can find local sellers group near you if you go to our eBay Radio Archives site and you hover over seller resources. A box will drop down that says seller groups, and you can click on it, and it's by state and city. You can see if there's a seller's group in your area. And you know what? If there isn't one, you need to start one, honey. You've got to get together with other people. That's how you expand your knowledge about being an entrepreneur and being a seller on eBay. These groups are invaluable to people.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to be giving away some stuff later today too, Griff.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I got a couple of eBayana things to give away.
Where'd you get those?
Betsy sent them to me, and I think some of them came. I don't know what came from your closet to Betsy and then to me. But let me see. I sent out, somebody put a picture of what I sent them on Facebook. I had some lanyards that were from like, overseas, you know, like, eBay Holland, you know, eBay Netherlands and things like that. So I sent some of those out and I sent somebody a beautiful eBay coaster. And I think I have a couple of those left. So we'll give away two pieces of eBayana later on in the show and one $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies. So we're going to be giving you some trivia questions as we go through the next 2 hours. And this is when we take your calls at 888-RADIO-30. And we understand what's going on in the world right now, this moment in Washington, D.C. I get it. I have the TV set on in here, by the way, with no sound. And so I know what's going on at the White House and Capitol Hill and all. And I know it's interesting to you. But you know what? Listen to this while you list. You can put the TV on with no sound and you'll still know everything that's going on.
That's true.
So,
you know what's interesting about this? You know, I was making, not jokes, but pointing out that, so when a person from the Midwest like Oklahoma talks to a person from California, some part of the conversation goes, so what's it like out there in California with all the earthquakes? And we'll say, well, you know, at least we don't have tornadoes. Yeah, but we don't have Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry.
Something's shaking.
Right.
Excuse me. Things are falling off my shelf.
Because the interesting thing when you talk to people who aren't from or have not spent time or visited California, they have this picture in their head. The picture is often quite bizarre if you ask them to describe it. Apparently they think hippies still exist. No. They're all hipsters and artisanal brothers and sisters. But, you know, they'll always point out, yeah, I don't know how you can stand it out there with all those earthquakes.
You know, when did you move to California?
2003.
Okay. Well, you were born in San Diego, but you lived on the East Coast pretty much.
Yes.
I moved to California in 1970. Left in 78, left in 76, came back in 78, yeah, and stayed till 90, and then came back again in 1996, and I will be here the rest of my life. Not one thing has ever fallen off a shelf in my house.
No, no things on the shelf.
I have never, other than feeling an earthquake like once every 10 years, a little bit in my feet when it happens out in the sea or something.
Yeah.
I've never had anything. Now, I will say one time we had that earthquake up in, was it Norco? Up in Northridge.
Northridge was a big earthquake.
A big earthquake, but we felt it a little bit in San Diego, but not much. Just want everybody to know that, come on over, the water's fine here.
Yeah, we don't have tornadoes.
Mm-mm.
And we don't have
hurricanes.
Blizzards.
We don't have hurricanes.
We don't have hurricanes. We don't have... What else?
Yeah, when's the last time FEMA ever had to come in because we had a hurricane down here? I mean, yeah, or a earthquake. Really, think about it.
Mm.
You're right.
But yeah, it's a terrible place to live. I wouldn't even come visit, by the way.
Oh, you're trying to discourage them.
Yeah, don't come out here. You won't like it.
Come out
There's
here if you want to be a good part of our economy and you want to get along with everybody. And the first thing you have to learn to say is, dude.
Well.
Dude.
That's all across the world.
I guess so.
Even if you go to Amsterdam, you get greeted with,
Dude.
My name is Kurt.
So, Griff, I meant to take a picture, but we finally, you know, remodeled our guest room and we put up the table 2 nights ago. John put the table up.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we are putting up our eBay gear. So I'm very excited. We've got a totally empty room for the first time since we've been living there.
Yeah, that's great.
And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to put the big light box up. I'm not putting the what I call the Chase Lounge light box up. No room. And
the Chase Lounge.
You know the one that you
brought
to the thing, and it's big.
Yeah, yeah,
you really need a big room for that.
Yeah, you
or
do.
A garage or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
We may keep that. John folded it all up, and we may keep it for emergency big items.
Yeah.
But you know, in the shed or something. But basically, we're going to use the big light box you told us about because it works great for us. And so I'm excited because I think I'm going to be back in business again here.
Well, you might need to be.
I know.
I haven't listed anything in, well, since I want to say July. And I don't even know if I did then because, you know, I've been busy. But I'd like to list some stuff.
So I'd like to hear from somebody today. Call us at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I want to hear from people who have a listing schedule and stick to it. And we want some hints from you on how you do that.
Yeah. Do you carry a big alarm clock with
what
you?
What do you do? Because I only want, you know, first of all, we take all calls today. Please know that you can always call this Thursday show about any issues
yeah,
you may
you
be having
there.
Or comments or tips
yep.
or anything.
That's true.
But I'd especially today like to hear from people who list a certain amount a week. They have a goal and they stick to it. 888-RADIO-30. Let's see if there's even one person, Griff, who will admit that they are that much together. I don't know.
Well, I have a listing schedule, but I don't stick with it.
But you don't stick with it.
Not at all. No schedule is going to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American. I can do what I want.
Maybe you and I should have a listing challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't be fair because you only list shirts and I have other things to list.
Hey, our lines are open. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Call us, 888-RADIO-30. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Imagine spending less time shipping so you can spend more time listing or sourcing or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us with your questions, with your concerns, with your dreams, your hopes.
Ambitions.
Your aspirations and ambitions.
So
888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630.
The first night that I was at NBC in New York, I was so excited, Griff. It was my first time doing national radio, syndicated radio. I was so excited, right? Oh, yeah. It was just, I was overwhelmed. You know, radio person, you're at NBC in New York, that's big.
Yeah, it's big.
All right. So I went on the air, and I was doing advice, you know, where they could call in for any kind of advice, right? Could be financial, could be anything.
Yeah.
Love life, whatever. So I came on the air, and I said, my name is Lee Maribol. I'm new here. Called your friendly next-door neighbor. Give me a call. I know you might miss Sally Jesse, but we love her. I'm here for you. Told them a little bit about myself, and I said, call up. Tell me your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions. Let's talk about them. And I gave the phone number. All of a sudden, the producer runs in during the break and says, you can't say that. And I said, I can't say what? And he says, you can't say, tell us your hopes, dreams, and ambitions. And I said, why? Because, and he named this other radio announcer, says that at the beginning of his show, you can't say that. It totally threw my show off.
There's nothing quite like stopping someone in the middle of the show and say, you can't say that.
You can't say hopes, dreams, and ambitions, which was a...
Trademark?
It wasn't trademarked, you know. So John and I to this day, and that was 1990, and to this day, he'll say something I don't like, or I'll say, you can't say that, you know, and we'll laugh. But, can't say hopes, dreams, and ambitions. So I'd like to say it a lot today on this show.
Along with listen while you list.
Oh, that's right, John. I couldn't say welcome. John just reminded me I couldn't say welcome either. Because at the beginning of his show, he said, welcome. I'm so-and-so. Call up. Tell us your hopes. I couldn't even say welcome.
Well, that's ridiculous because welcome is just a word.
I know, Griff. It was incredible.
Did he tell you you can't use the words the, is, and because he uses them too? You'll have to find new verbs to replace those.
This particular talk show host, who I think is probably not even alive anymore. He was pretty old back then. But this particular talk show host did not like the idea that either Sally Jesse or myself had kind of started a new trend of giving advice when you were not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. He considered himself a financial expert, and his advice was on finances. The only financial advice I ever gave was, you know, women would call me and say, my husband just died. I don't know how to fill out a check. Believe it or not, there were women back then like that. Can you help me fill out, you know, to help me make out a check? I don't know how to do it.
Sure. First you put pay to Lee Maribol, because, you know, that's how it works. And then put $100,000 in the...
Yeah. Right. You know, so we had to overcome a lot back then, but that was one of them. Hey, listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Just click the Contact Us under station links on the eBay radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. So if you make it to that page, which I'm sure you have, over to the right, you'll see some links, and one of them says Contact Us. And if you click on that, it pops up on my screen in my email while we're doing the show, and I absolutely cannot miss it. So if you'd like to get through to us that way, that would be great as well. Or you can call us at 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630. So tomorrow is Veterans Day. And this federal holiday honors the brave men and women of the armed forces who risked their lives to protect our freedom. They include members of the U.S. Army, Navy, Marine Corps, National Guard, Coast Guard, Air Force. And the primary purpose of Veterans Day is to thank living veterans for their bravery and contribution to our national security. For those vets listening to us now, the entire eBay Radio team would like to thank them for their service of protecting and defending us and all Americans. And you know what, Griff? This could be the first radio co-host team that both were born in Navy hospitals.
Oh, you're right.
That's right.
I was born in it. I came out with a little cute pink sailor suit on.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well,
I stood up and I did two snaps and went, deal with it, bitches.
Are you in for a surprise?
And I remember my mother and father looked at each other with a look of 1950s horror on their face. What do we do?
Well, I was made in San Francisco. My father's ship was there. My mother went to visit him. They had been married like a week.
Is visit a euphemism?
No, she went to visit him. They'd been married just a week, and he was sent there. And she went there, and she got pregnant with me there because he left right away. She came back to...
Typical man.
Yeah. Well, but leave it up to Ethel to find a man to impregnate her during World War II in the United States.
Well, I guess that was pretty tough.
Yeah, we've always given her kudos for that part. So I was born in the Brooklyn Navy Yard because that's where my father's ship was stationed when I was born. So I was born in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and you were born in the San Diego Naval Base.
What's it called?
Balboa Park.
Balboa Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, which, by the way, is a beautiful area in San Diego, of course. So
I think the blood is still on the wall in delivery room.
I was raised a military brat.
That says, this was Griff's doing.
I was raised a military brat. Were you?
No. I couldn't. My dad was already out of the service at that point.
Oh, okay.
Or just getting out. And then he died like 5 years later.
Oh,
so.
That's right. I keep forgetting about that, Griff.
Never knew him.
Well.
I mean, I have like images of him in my head. But
he was a musician, wasn't he?
He was a great jazz piano player. And he had postponed and put aside the idea of a career because he met my mother and, just like Ethel and her sailor boyfriend. I was here. Who cares? But my family was always, I would point out at an early age, I said, so let me get this straight. So I was born in April of 1954, and you two met in January of 1954. So that's what you're telling me. Or you got married in January of 1954. And then I was born 4 months later. Isn't that interesting?
Well, miracles happened back then.
Immaculate conception.
Exactly. You got it. So you ready to take a phone call?
Let me think about it. Okay, this time, but just for now. I don't want to make this a habit.
Is there such a place as Pittsburgh, California? I'll be darned.
Yes, there is.
Cat from Pittsburgh, California, known as Bear Cat, BareKatt on eBay.
Wow.
And listen to this. She must think we're crazy. She's a first-time listener and a first-time caller. Cat, how are you? Welcome to the program. What's your question or comment today?
Yes, first-time listener, first-time caller, however, long time on eBay. I think I missed the first 6 months of eBay. Otherwise, I've been on ever since.
Wow.
One thing, you had started out talking about how if anybody had a routine that they go through,
yes.
And I had promised myself years ago when I started this that I would list 10 items a day.
Okay.
Well, you have to find 10 items to list every day, and I do still try to keep to it, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So are you saying that you've made that as your goal? And
yeah.
And that the only problem that you have keeping that goal is that you may not have the inventory.
Right, because I do it helter-skelter on, I go to estate sales, find things to put up, and if I don't find anything worth putting up, well, then I don't have anything to put up.
But if you do, you list 10. If you have the items in your inventory.
Yeah, my goal is to list 10 items every morning before I start to go run off and do my errands for the day.
That's a routine.
That is a routine, and that's being very goal-oriented. Were you goal-oriented before this, Kat?
I don't know if it's so much goals as in organized. I have a lot of stuff I have to accomplish every day, and if it's not set to a plan, it's just not going to happen. So it's the first thing. When I sit down, I read all my emails, and then I turn around because I have a room dedicated for eBay. And then I sit there and start listing 10 things before I can leave the house to go do anything else.
Well, that is that's really disciplined.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Well, Monday through Sunday, just about. It depends. Sometimes Sunday, you know, don't get up early enough to do that before I go to church. But it's what can you say? eBay's 24/7, right? So you got to be there.
Yeah, it is so true. But it's also important to have some work-life balance. Do you ever take time off? Is that part of your routine?
Oh, yeah. Like when you go on vacation and whatnot, that's always the fun thing is figuring out, okay, now when can I turn eBay off to go on vacation and come back and or whatever for the weekends. But it's just the same. You wouldn't take time off from reading your emails. So if I stay in the routine, get up, turn on, take care of emails, take care of listing 10 things on eBay, and then keep going.
Well, Kat, you're kind of inspiring me, and that's not easy to do this week.
Some people are very goal-oriented, and some people are not only goal-oriented, but they're deadline-oriented. Being in the radio business for 51 years, I had to be very deadline-oriented. I mean, the top of the hour, that music starts playing, you better have your newscast done and ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So, hey, would you stay on with us? I want to talk to you a little bit more about this subject.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.